Resigning is never an easy step. How you resign says a lot about your professionalism and about your character, and it'll shape your reputation maybe for years to come. Only resign for a career move that will help you grow and develop. Welcome to today's episode of the Lightwolf podcast, your podcast for leading with impact. I'm Stefan, your podcast host, and it's great you're dialing in today again. Today, I'd like to talk about a situation that almost all of us face at some point in our careers. Only rarely do we work with people who stay in the same role for 35, 40, even 45 years, same company for 45 years. Happens, but rarely. Most of us, once in our careers, and maybe more often, resign from their job. Resigning is never an easy step. At least typically it isn't. Usually, it comes with a mix of excitement about what's ahead and uncertainty about leaving behind what you're leaving. I will never forget how I felt early June 2006, 19 years ago. I was on a football pitch in an international football tournament with about 25 or even more nations in my first employer playing football near Frankfurt. And I was leaving my first employer after 18 great years to a very different industry, much more complex, much faster. And I had very mixed feelings, very mixed emotions. And here is the truth. How you resign says a lot about your professionalism and about your character. And it'll shape your reputation maybe for years to come. Before we dive into the challenges and opportunities of how to resign, let me share one perspective that has guided me about the why to resign and whether to resign. You know, I have learned never resign just for one job. Only resign for a career move that will help you grow and develop. When you're considering a new role, think beyond the first job. Think beyond the first job title as well. Ask yourself, what other opportunities might follow in that new company? Where could this change take me in the long run? And please don't run away from something. Always make sure you move towards a new career rather than running away from an old problem. And please don't just resign for more money. Of course, I'm not naive. Pay matters. And we need to feel fairly compensated. And we need to make the money we need to live the life we want. But changing jobs only for money rarely, if ever, makes people happier in the long run. So be clear. What career path are you stepping into when you step out of your current one? Let's pause for a quick poll here. If you ever resigned before, looking back, was it the right decision or the wrong one? Please go into the show notes now and just give us one click. If you ever resigned from a job before, in hindsight, was it right or wrong? Thank you for participating. Now, let's talk about a few common challenges that I have seen when people resign from their jobs. Mindset, timing, message. Mindset. Many people resign in anger or even in frustration. But when emotions take over, you know, when you're really furious about something happening in your old employer, when you're really in a negative mood and a negative emotion, and you then resign and you then act, then relationships may get damaged. And sometimes your professional network may get damaged too. So when you resign, stay calm and composed. be clear that you're leaving and also show respect and gratitude for what you've learned and experienced. But get into the right mindset when you take the step. Second challenge I've seen in some instances, choose a good timing. Resigning at the wrong time, for example, without considering your contract, without considering your notice period, without considering financial consequences of your decision to quit, all of these can hurt. They can hurt your bank account. They can hurt your reputation. And they can close doors you might want to walk through at a later point in time. So pick your moment carefully. And finally, deliver the message well. I think the ideal way to handle this is somehow hitting a sweet spot between not being too harsh or too vague, right? If you're unclear, your exit might drag longer than necessary, much longer in some instances. And if you're negative or destructive in your tonality, you might leave behind a bad taste. Neither of them helps you. So here are three tips I'd like to offer for your consideration when you consider to resign. First, show respect and gratitude. Even if there were things you didn't like, even if there were things that really upset you, that happens. In every company I've seen, I was really naive in my first company to somehow hope for seamless positivity and success all over the place. It's a bit naive, Stefan. So even if there were things you didn't like or didn't agree with, thank your employer, honestly, for the opportunities and experience you've had. That shows maturity and it strengthens your credibility when you depart and maybe for a later point in time. Two, be clear, brief, and professional. No long justifications. No blaming. Just a short, respectful message. Just as a hypothetical example, you could say something like, quote, Dear X, I have decided to take on a new professional challenge, and I'll be ending my employment as of date X. Thank you for the time we've had together and for the opportunities you've given me. I've really valued your trust, your feedback, and the responsibility I was given here. Unquote. Please, this is just a hypothetical example. Tweak it, change it, make it yours in both message and also in tonality. It needs to fit your words, your situation, but also your authentic language. And third tip, take responsibility for the handover, right? I think one way to look at a career is if you manage in every step of your career that what you pass on to your successor is a stronger business and a stronger culture with stronger people than what you inherited at the beginning, then you probably have many reasons to be proud of your professional career. And in that context, the way how you hand over matters. So offer to hand over your knowledge properly. Offer to document projects properly. And prepare your team for the transition to your successor. This shows responsibility and it means you'll be remembered in a positive way. I've made big mistakes in my career and I've made many mistakes, thank God, because they allowed me to learn. But I think one time I also handled such a delicate situation not too bad, I think, in hindsight. Let me share my experience, real experience. When I left my very first employer after 18 years, after time in 4 different European countries, in 3 different functions, leading 3 countries, leading a multifunctional team, including all functions, I didn't want my team to feel unsettled for months. So when I resigned in the month of February, I was still on the job until early June. And I agreed with my bosses in Geneva to to keep that news confidential for as long as we possibly could, to reduce the time of uncertainty as much as we possibly could. On my very last day at work, I was still in a meeting with my team and a new media agency from 10 to 5 p.m. When the agency owner learned that this had been my last working day, my final day in the company, he said, quote, "Stefan, I'm completely taken by surprise. The way you led today, the way you contributed today to this meeting, it felt to me like you acted as if this was your own company. I would never have guessed it was your last day in this business," unquote. That statement meant a lot to me. And that's exactly how I wanted to leave. With dignity, with professionalism, with respect, and with gratitude. My first employer, Procter & Gamble, challenged me and supported me for 18 consecutive years. I was promoted 6 times. I grew. I learned. I failed. I was never feeling criticized or punished as a person. I grew way beyond what I deemed possible. And I was lucky to have some outstanding bosses as leaders. And for all of that, I was deeply grateful when I left. And I still am, right up to this very day today. So it matters how you resign, when you resign. And let's remember, resigning is not only the end of something, it's the beginning of something new. The way you leave shapes how people remember you. It shapes not only what people think of you, but how people feel about you, and whether opportunities and relationships stay open for you in the future. Because one day you may want to reconnect and stay in touch. So your Lightwolf impulse for today. Ask yourself, if I were to resign tomorrow, how would I want people to talk about me on day one once I've left the company? Then act in a way that makes that come true. Thank you for listening to the Lightwolf podcast. If this episode was useful for you, feel free to share it with colleagues who might be interested in it. And please leave a reference that would help us increase this visibility for many more people around the world, because leadership matters. And as always, lead with clarity on what's right and lead with care for your people. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed it and see you next time. Your Stefan.